Welcome to Mill Spouse Matters, the podcast dedicated to encouraging military spouses. I'm your host, Jen McDonald, and I was a military spouse for nearly 30 years until my husband's retirement. I'm now the mom of four young adults, including one active duty son. I also wrote the book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse. Through my experiences, I came to believe that we're only stronger together. Whatever life is throwing your way as a military spouse, let's talk about it. Hello and welcome to episode 58. This is Jen, and I'm so glad you took time today to join me. Whether it's your first time listening or you're a longtime listener, I'm really thankful that you're here, and I hope you find something encouraging out of today's episode. Just a reminder, you can always find the complete show archive at millspousematters.com. Anything I mention as a resource will be listed there. You can also click the podcast tab, and there is the podcast complete library of all past episodes where you can just go through and listen to them really easily. So, like I mentioned, find the show notes, resources, and subscribe in whatever podcast player you're using. And recently, we have added the podcast to YouTube. It's just audio only, but I know a lot of people actually listen to podcasts on YouTube or search for military spouse support. So if you like YouTube or know somebody that does and thinks that they'll use it, you can point them in that direction. And as always, I would love it if you subscribe and leave a 5-star review. So I want to give a shout out to some listeners. Like I always say, I love hearing from you guys. It helps me know what topics you're looking for, what's resonating with you, and kind of shaping content for the future. Along that line, I am thinking of putting together some topical devotionals. My book is a 30-day devotional, you know, kind of overarching all military spouse topics, but I may dive deeper and do one about deployment. I have a 5-day deployment devotional on my site that's free, but I may do a longer one or just thinking about some things that military spouses go through with worry or with, you know, settling in or things like that or raising kids. If you have something that you're really looking for and you think that might be useful to you, I would love to hear from you what topics you would love to study as a devotional. So a couple of listeners reached out to me on Instagram, and here is a note I received from Shelby. She says, I got your book through Amazon. I then was reading it and found your website, and I started following you here and listening to the podcast. I've started at the beginning of the podcast. So I am, I believe, 4 or 5 episodes in, and I already want to say thank you. My husband recently left about 3 weeks ago to San Antonio, Texas, joining the Air Force as an E3. He will finish there and head to Mississippi for his technical training to be in airfield management, and then who knows where we'll go from there. I think a lot of us can relate. The unknown, right? I have struggled so far these 3 weeks not having him here and raising our son, but your book has helped me just feel at peace. The episodes in your podcast where you talk about the places you have been or things you've done with the Air Force has gotten me so excited to share. So excited to begin our family's journey. I can't wait to continue to hear more about your life and your guests and hopefully learn a thing or two before I venture to base wherever I go as a military spouse. I think a lot of us can relate to that. So thank you, Shelby, for reaching out, and best of luck to you and your husband as you begin this very exciting journey. And then I heard from another listener named Alex, again on Instagram, and she says, Hi, Jen, I have been listening to your podcast since day one of my husband leaving for BMT, and we are also Air Force. I just wanted to say thank you for creating this podcast as it has been so incredibly helpful to me as a new military spouse. That's from Alex. And again, thank you so much for your kind words. And I am humbled and grateful to be of any help in sharing my story. And that's always what it's been about. And I just want to serve other military spouses and let you know that you are not alone is my whole goal. So good luck to you as well. So on this episode, I am talking to Ashley Keller of Glow Body PT. We recorded this back in October, and her husband was still deployed. And since then, he has returned. Yay! It's always a good thing. So we talk about a lot of things about making time for yourself and your fitness, letting go of the mommy guilt, some tips from her about deployment, because I believe she has been through Yes, she's been through 9 deployments, and we kind of glossed over it, but she is pretty awesome in her own right. And I did want to mention that because I think I said something to her about it, and she kind of goes like, oh yeah, I did that. Like, no big deal. And she's not only a military spouse, she's the mom of 3. She's also a graduate of West Point, was the world champion half Ironman triathlete at age 22, is a former Team USA professional triathlete, was on the NBC's Spartan Ultimate Team Challenge, and also deployed to Afghanistan when she was active duty. So she's a veteran, she's a military spouse, she's a bad mama jamma, and I am just kind of in awe of everything she's done. And now she is reaching out to other women with fitness plans, and they are probably more intense than... Well, you can listen and find out more. She talks about how she was looking for something that was challenging in their prenatal and postnatal plans. And there's even 10-minute plans, which I might try out. And I will let you know if it kills me, because I'm well past the prenatal, postnatal phase of life. But I talked to her about it. I was like, maybe I'll try the 10-minute plan and see. So she is offering a special for my listeners, and the code MILSPOUSE10, so MILSPOUSE, the number 10, will take 10% off the 10-minute plan and 10% off the 12-week post-pregnancy plan. So you can find out more at her website, which is GlowBody, G-L-O-W, bodypt.com. And those will all be linked in the show notes. And we're going to talk more about her vision behind all of this and how it all got started. And like I said, she just has so much good to offer. She's just a sweet, sweet lady. I connected with her on Instagram and just immediately loved her very honest and real posts. She's not like, she sounds like, woo, she's got it together, and I'm sure she does. But she's also very real about the toll the deployments take, raising little kids. She is nothing if not honest. And is just kind of in the thick of it as a young mom and has a lot to offer you, whether you're in that stage of life or not. So I really think you'll enjoy my talk with Ashley, and let's get to it now. And again, thank you for listening today. If you're a military parent away from your kids, a grandparent, aunt, or uncle, or anyone else who loves a child from afar, you're going to love this cute little app called the Peewee app. It's unlimited stories read by your loved ones. And here's how it works. You open up the app and select a story to read. The app guides you through it and tells you exactly what to say. Record it, boom, send the story on its way. Peewee has multiple stories to choose from, and they are the most darling illustrations. In the app, you can either record or request a story, meaning you can ask someone special to record a story for your child. And it has stories like Little Red Riding Hood, The Ugly Duckling, The Little Red Hen, and more. And you can create a special moment of connection. Kids will love hearing your voice and looking at the pictures as they read along with the story you send. I've used it to record stories for my little granddaughter who lives far away from me, and I found it so easy to use the app and then share the story. The Peewee app and your first story is free, and after that, you can purchase credits for more stories to share. Find out more at peeweeapp.com or find it in your app store. So hi, everybody. Today, I am so happy to be talking to Ashley Keller from Glow Body PT. I connected with Ashley on Instagram, and I just love her posts and her positive attitude. She says of herself, I usually have a kid on me, totally relatable. She's a professional triathlete for Team USA who turned mom of 3 and now has a fraction of the time to work out. She started Glow Body PT while she was an officer in the US Army. Over lunch breaks, she'd change out of her Army combat uniform and into workout clothes to record quick prenatal routines with a cheap camera propped on index cards on her kitchen counter. She was frustrated by the lack of challenging yet safe prenatal workouts on YouTube or anywhere. So she became a prenatal, postnatal exercise specialist and certified personal trainer, did all kinds of research, and even evaluated a test group of 50 women. Her hope was that maybe there'd be a few like-minded women somewhere in the world who could benefit and save themselves time. Her husband is currently serving on his 9th deployment. She says, to those who say, "I am sure it's so easy for you now," it doesn't get easier. She feels like she's floundering to keep each kid's bucket mostly filled, to responsibly weigh pandemic risks with going places, school, sports, and church. Resentment creeps in the cracks while doing the repetitive, thankless parenting chores alone to the tune of kids arguing or a whining toddler. This is from a recent Instagram post. Guilty at 5 p.m. on a weeknight while wishing away the hours for it to be the kids' bedtime. Pangs of jealousy on Saturday nights when my friends have their spouses home to chill on the couch with them. With all of that, my heart is truly heavy for Luke, who is missing all of us, and I would never be strong enough to flip-flop with him. And I think so many of us can relate to those words. And she adds, "I'm usually in workout clothes. The kids are always barefoot. I don't have it all together, but I will point you to Jesus." And you can find more from Ashley at glowbodypt.com on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. And we'll link to all of those, as always. So, Ashley, I love this bio and some of the anecdotes, and I know I relate, and I'm sure so many other listeners can relate to it's your sense of humor in describing really real-life challenges. So welcome.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk to you.
I just, like I said, I think your Instagram posts are very real and relatable. So, you know, you've obviously been in this military life for a little bit. So can you tell us a little bit about your background as a veteran and a military spouse?
Sure. So I met Luke at West Point, and he was, off limits for me to date for about a year. So I had a huge crush on him and had actually had a picture of him on my computer that I made as my background, like my screensaver background. And then I got too nervous, you know, because I'd never even talked to this guy, and I took it down. And we actually did start dating about a year later when it was permitted for us to date as cadets. And as he was scrolling through one time, looking at photos of my family, and I was just showing him who is who, my dog's growing up. And then he saw the photo and it was dated to the year prior. And he was like, "Where did you get this?" And so it was super embarrassing. And I thought he would totally leave me right then because it looked extremely stalkerish. But he decided to stick around. So he's been my best friend since then. And we dated, got married right after West Point. And I decided not to do an option to train for it was 2016 Olympics at that time for triathlon. And instead just decided to serve out what I had set out to do, which is serve my time in the Army. So I owed 5 years and ended up doing that with Luke, and we were dual military, both serving. And then I ended up getting out right before the birth of my second baby because both of us deploying was just too much. I just needed to have one of us home. And my heart wasn't necessarily in the Army. I wanted to serve, but, you know, it wasn't what I was passionate about. I really wanted to get out and train women.
And kids will change that too. I think a lot of people go in with one thought, and then the toll it takes on a dual military family is just, it's hard.
Really is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your service. And you have such an interesting background. Team USA. I mean, that's pretty cool.
It was fun.
It was fun. The rest of us are like, what? So you guys have been through multiple deployments, as noted. What would you say has been the greatest challenge or any specific tips for coping? Because I'm sure it's probably evolved from the first deployment through this latest one because you have more children. I think there's a weariness that comes with it the more times you go through it. Like I alluded to with that Instagram post that I shared, a lot of people will say, "This must be easy. You're so used to it." And I didn't go through 9, but we went through multiple deployments. I was just exhausted because you know it's coming. So maybe talk about what's been your greatest challenge.
Yeah, it is hard to pinpoint the greatest challenge, but I think overall a theme that has just been consistent for me from our first deployment when I was actually still in college and he was already out and deployed until now, you know, 3 kids deep, 2 dogs deep, having been married for 10 years. Like the consistent theme is just me reminding myself to not let Luke's presence or his absence or the fear of his death, let that be my God. So when I keep that in perspective, because it's something I've always struggled with, you know, it's the love of your life, your best friend, and you really want to be with them and you're just scared, you know, like, what if something happens? That's always will be in the back of my mind and always has been. I can't let that be something I worship or put my everything into. So that's been my biggest challenge and something I continually work through. So I haven't perfected that, but reminding, like, put my trust in God and, you know, God alone, like, he will take care of me no matter what.
Mm-hmm. And regardless of the outcome, because there are no guarantees, you know,
yeah.
It's just, and there's a point of accepting that, I think, that's really difficult because then it sounds like you don't care, but you can't control the outcome.
Is you care so much, you have to, you know, you have to have a mindset because you care so much or else you're just going to fall apart.
Yeah. Well, and not that that's what this is about, but I am recording later today about military kids, when your kids go in the military. And I thought I had kind of mastered that thought of embracing that, not necessarily embracing it, accepting it. And then when my kid went active duty, it's like a whole different level. And you go, well, I'm revisiting this lesson again. You know,
I can't imagine, Jen. Yeah.
You just have to learn. You can't influence the outcome. All you can do is just hang on, I think, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, specifically speaking, have you found community to be helpful with that? Is that something more you've worked through in your own personal life as far as dealing with those fears?
Yeah, I think making friends and not just being like, oh, it's really hard to make friends. It's like, no, it's a mindset shift of show up and be a friend. Like, let your friends know, even your new friends that you feel like, hey, you know, I could be friends with this girl. Like, this could really work out. Like, I am there for you day or night. I'm your girl. You call me. Because when you make yourself available to someone and you let them know, like, you are my people, you are my tribe, they will, you know, they will be there for you too. But I feel like it's hard when women are like, oh, I can't make friends. It's like, well, are you showing up to be the friend that you want to be, that you want to have? Yeah. And so that's something I always try to remind myself, because people come and go in military communities. We live on post, so I do feel like it is more conducive for friendships with, you know, hordes of kids come outside around 3 p.m. and run around with Nerf guns and princess dresses. And, you know, you have to pull the kids inside, you know, come dinner time. So it facilitates people, spouses being outside more, which I really think is a good way to make friends. But just making yourself available to be a really good friend has helped. And then also, like, building your children up. So that's more of a friendship thing. But then building your kids up to be responsible as members of your family team, reminding them that they have a special, important role and that these are their jobs while daddy is gone or while mommy is gone, because they need to know that they are valued and that they are filling in responsibilities while their parent is gone, and that they're very important, and that we all have to work together to make this be a successful family team. So those couple of things have been really, really important for me and helpful.
I think those are very wise words. Well, how old is your oldest?
He's 7.
7. Oh, goodness. Your kids are so small. And I think, but they know what's happening. You know, it's not like they're not aware. And I think that's so important. Like you said, have them be a team. All you can do is the best you can do. And I have written about this before, but there was a point when my husband was in Afghanistan for a year, my older two were in high school, we were in Germany. And I was like, somehow fell upon, you know, if you're overseas, you have AFN, you know, you just don't get a lot of channels. And it was this History Channel thing about military brats. And it was not positive at all. So I'm already in this emotional state and I'm watching this thing about how their lives were ruined and, you know, like their dads were in Vietnam or something. And I'm literally sitting on the coffee table. I've sat down, I'm crying. And my oldest son walks through and he's like, what are you doing? And so he was 16 or so. And I said, I'm really sorry. Your lives are ruined. We didn't mean to, you know, and he kind of went on this whole thing. He's like, he just turned it off. He was like, Mom, stop. And it was just, you know, they get this perspective of if you deal with it in a certain way, and like you said, you're making a team and you're doing this together, it's very different than pretending like nothing's wrong or not getting them the resources they need. And my son taught me that, you know, Mom.
Oh, just... I love that.
So, yeah, we are all doing the best we can. And there are so many resources for military kids these days as well. But I love your attitude about it too. Well, we talked a little bit about your business, and I know that's a big thing for you. And I would love to hear how you went from sharing workouts to actually forming your business.
Yeah, Jen. So it wasn't the plan ever. So I thought I would just get out of the army and, you know, work at a gym with really crappy hours and get paid enough just to cover childcare. I never planned for Glowbody PT to turn into a business. It just evolved that way. So from my prenatal workouts that are free on YouTube, I have an entire free prenatal schedule for anybody who's pregnant that is click and go, like day by day, week by week through each trimester to take out all the guesswork and save you tons of time. So after that became available, it just kind of blew up and women pretty much demanded a postpartum or post-pregnancy plan. And so I was like, wow, I guess this is like a thing. So I just never had time to do anything else. I just poured myself into that and I kept going and created a 12-week post-pregnancy plan that I thought a few people would use. I knew it was tested. I had a group of 50 women test it out, give me their feedback. Everything was like carefully tracked and recorded. Everything was tweaked before it ever went on sale. So I was like, I have a formula that I know it works and I like need to share it. Not like I want to sell something. It's like when you know you have something that's really good and has changed your life and saved you tons of time and given you results, it's like you can't help but share it because it's like telling a friend. It's like, I just got to tell you about this like awesome thing because it has literally like changed my life as a, you know, military spouse who has very little time or just anybody who has very little time and wants to like stay on track. So because it changed my life, I just like couldn't help but share about it. And so, yeah, Glowbody PT just grew as a business. And I plan on keep on doing it for as long as women want to keep training. So I'm very passionate about women's health and fitness. And more than that, really developing like confidence and empowering women because that's what leaks out of doing your workouts. It's more than just like taking care of your body. I'm all about training for performance because I come from a triathlete background and athletic background. And when you train for performance, that confidence, it leaks out into your business. It leaks into your work. It leaks into your personal relationships. And that's like, it's something you can't just be given or buy. It's something you have to earn.
Yes. Well, that's incredible. And I think it shows through that you love what you're doing. And that's the difference. And I think for some people, they might be a little intimidated. Like you said, you're a performance athlete. And wondering, well, what kind of workout is this? Like, how hard is this going to be? But it does sound like it's very reasonable and doable.
It is harder than your average workouts. I'll say that. And that tends to be the women who come to me, women who are looking for challenging prenatal workouts that aren't just stretching or breathing or yoga routines. They are more intense. And that's just the type of women that my workouts attract. And so those women who do my free prenatal training, they know that they would just thrive given the structure of my 12-week post-pregnancy plan. And then most of them continue on to my other plans as well after that, because not every workout plan is for everybody. And so I'm very upfront like that. So if you don't want to sweat, don't do my plans. Like you won't enjoy it. I say it how it is.
Well, it's interesting because I'm in my 50s, so obviously I'm very postnatal. And so, you know, for somebody like me, you still have other plans that will work.
Yeah, I do. So I have tons of women who are 50 plus who have done my 10-minute plan, and that takes 30 minutes a day. And so they're 10-minute workouts that you do three per day, and they're all different. And then it adds up to 30 minutes total for 4 days per week. But what makes it awesome is that you just click and go. So you literally click through to full body mobility or isolateral leg slay or dumbbell hit. And you don't have to think about what to do because I coach you through everything. And then it progressively gets harder over time. So we start out more gentle and more easy. And then just when your body is ready to adapt, that's when I tweak the workouts for you. And it gets a little bit harder and a little bit harder. So this helps you never get bored because you don't have time to get bored. And then avoid plateaus, which are all usually so frustrating to women when they hit a plateau. They're just like, oh, I'm not done. This isn't working. So that's why workouts have to be extremely well thought out and progressive and in order, not just cherry picking random stuff here and there. Because if you just do random stuff, you're going to get just that, random results or no results. So having structure is a complete game changer.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. And I had this conversation with my daughter the other day because my kids are all in their 20s. And we were talking about, you know, I think my son had said at some point, when are you just going to not worry about that? Like, why do you care? And I said, because it's not just about weight loss or staying in shape. It is about you know, longevity as much as I can mm-hmm. do to try to help myself, because I've seen family members go through, you know, dementia and Alzheimer's and even cancer. And it's not to say that you can prevent all that, but whatever I can personally do, I'm going to try, you know.
Yeah, smart on you.
Well, we'll see. I try. I feel like I'm always in process. That's kind of the summary of my whole life. I'm never quite there. I'm always in process. Well, it can be really hard for military spouses, especially to find time for themselves. And especially right now in a pandemic, I mean, their kids are all home or their spouse may be home or deployed. And so now they have even more to carry. What tips would you say for military spouses to give themselves permission to take time for self-care?
I think it's a matter of getting down to specifically, what do you want as your results or your progress? And reminding yourself that we all have the same amount of time. Like Oprah has the same amount of time as you, as same amount of time as your husband. We all have the same amount of time. So it's a matter of like getting to, what is your stopping point? Are you struggling with mom guilt maybe? And that's the most common thing I hear. Mom's feeling guilty for taking that time to work out, being like, hey, I should be drawing with my kids or doing something for them in that moment. But what it comes down to is, are you more afraid of your kids never seeing you do hard things? Are you more afraid of them never seeing you fail at maybe trying a push-up and falling down? Because that's what I'm afraid of. I want my kids to see me struggle. And I want them to see mommy work hard. And I want them to see what consistently showing up day after day looks like. Because those are characteristics that I want them to take with them. And I'm not going to tell them, hey, you need to do this every day. My goal is to model by example and to lead by how I'm living my own life, because they see what we're doing. They're watching carefully. And, you know, our kids speak like we do. They have the same mannerisms. They all have the same attitudes about things, and they have the same actions. So if we can set the example for them, this is an opportunity. Like, we get to do this. It's an opportunity to exercise and take care of your body, not a burden. And so we can just shift that to be like, hey, there should be no mom guilt here. You are setting an example. So it is up to you whether you do it or not. And you don't need to. I don't take an hour to train. You don't need that amount of time. 30 minutes a day, 4 days a week, girl, you're going to be golden. That's really all you need. Whether the kids are doing their homework or whether they're doing screen time or whether you've got a baby napping, it doesn't have to look perfect. Just getting it done. And again, having a schedule, even for me, and this is my profession, I need a schedule. It keeps me on track. It takes all the guesswork out. So I have a free schedule on my website as well. It's a 21-day challenge, and those are just 8-minute workouts. So 21-day, 8-minute workout challenge, totally free. So if you're a military spouse and you just need a place to start, go download that free plan. You click and go. I coach you through everything. They're little 8-minute workouts, so it's not intimidating, but it will give you some structure. So you don't have to worry about what to do on Monday or what to do on Tuesday. You just click, go. Do it, be on with your day. You'll see my kids in the videos, and we're just kind of like friends doing it together.
I love that. And I was about to say, I think as your kids grow, you'll be surprised what they'll do with you or what they'll challenge you to do. So we were training for this half marathon, which got canceled because of COVID. So we're looking to do it next year, my youngest and I, but you know, we still run together and we still hike together. And she's a competitive Irish dancer, which is a whole different topic, but so she's got her own thing going on. But it is fun to do those things with your kids. And I think you're really smart for including them in your videos and your workouts, because it's normal for them.
Yeah, I love that you're going to do that. That's awesome. I'm sorry I got canceled for COVID.
Well, you know what they said, you can do it virtually. And I have done a half marathon virtually, and I'm not doing another one. It's horrible. It was really cute, because my husband and my other daughter, they set up little checkpoints, because it was my first half marathon. And so I would run like a couple miles, and then they would drive ahead and be there, and they'd spray me with water bottles and hold up signs. It was the cutest thing.
So, oh, that is so special. You got so much personal attention.
I was like, I'm here for this. But yeah, I was like, I want my next one to be with the whole experience, because that got rough about mile 10, 11. I was like, why am I doing this? Yeah. So anyway, well, I love your tips for building an exercise as part of your lifestyle, down to kind of like reality of your toddlers mm-hmm. all in everything. And, you know, you're living this. So are there times of the day that you find more conducive to exercise, or do you just, you mentioned a schedule. So I'm wondering, do you just fit in where you can, or do you go, okay, every day at 6:30 a.m. I'm doing, you know, this workout.
I wish I were a morning person, Jen. My gosh, some women just like blow my mind with their motivation to get up really early. I'm not one of those people.
I think that's very freeing because I feel like a lot of us feel that way.
It doesn't work for me, but I do try to get it done before lunch. And typically kids, especially younger kids, like if you are a mom of a toddler or a baby, they are going to have the best behavior and best attitude if you work out right after they have eaten or even while they're eating. You can totally set them up in a high chair or whatever is appropriate for your child's age, because this keeps them busy for a while. So if you can get, you know, 10 minutes while your child is eating, when no one's crawling on your mat, no one's interrupting you or asking you for something, you're golden. So I try to work out after breakfast time and before lunch, because I find that if I wait till 4 p.m., the motivation just dries up and I don't want to do it then. But ultimately, time of day isn't going to influence your results. So if it ends up being 8 o'clock at night and you can't train till then, and that's what time you feel most alive and focused, go for what time works for your schedule and don't even judge what anybody else is doing, because as long as you're showing up and you're doing it, that's what matters. Time of day isn't going to help you burn fat faster or develop more muscle or any of those things. Time of day really is irrelevant as long as it works for your life and you kind of stay consistent about it, because once your kids expect it, kids thrive off of schedule. They like to know what's predictable.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what is that saying? Don't let the best be the enemy of good. Are holding out for the best time or the most ideal time. And so you just don't do it because you never get around to it. I'm totally with you there. I mean, there's been times I've worked out after dark when my kids would go to bed, like the first quiet time I had. Yeah. And it is hard to do it at that time of day. But it's like when you can get to it. I love your answer because I think that's super smart. It takes the pressure off.
Yeah, it does.
Well, you have talked on your social media too about finding yourself in a different place as a stay-at-home mom. I think this is a message a lot of stay-at-home moms aren't getting. I think it's better than it used to be, but there's still always this pressure, you know, you should be doing more. But let's talk about your journey a little bit, just to encourage other moms that you kind of found yourself doing something you probably did not predict would be your life.
Totally. I literally never thought I'd be a stay-at-home mom. I was always like, oh yeah, my kids will be in daycare. I'll always be like a working woman doing something. But yeah, I think accepting that our hearts can kind of change over the years and sometimes we want different things. Like maybe that means for you going back to work, or maybe that means for you now stepping back and taking a break and staying at home. But just accepting like, hey, your heart can change and that's okay. And you might come to experience, like fully develop something that's inside of you. Because I believe that in every single one of us, there are books, or there is art, or there is creation, or there is leadership, or just, you know, ingenuity to come up with new things that hasn't even been exposed because you haven't given your potential the chance to come out. So I think that's inside of all of us. And sometimes when you have a little bit of breathing space, whether that's in work or in a stay-at-home mom position, like you can be more of the person that you were called to be, that is already in you, that just hasn't had the time to come out. And that could look like serving your neighbors better, or being like the most hospitable person, you know, for neighborhood kids and like spouses to come over and hang out with, like whatever that is, you have the opportunity to like fully come into your role. So I think that's what happened for me. And I feel more fully like myself now, having just let go of the feeling that I was always going to be like a working woman and like a business type or military type or at a specific job capacity.
Yeah. I found myself in that same position. I was a registered nurse and then never thought I'd stay home. And I've talked about that on other episodes, but you know, it's like you said, you find this whole other side of yourself that maybe you had never tapped into because you didn't have to. You know, package it with being a solo parent a lot, you find out a lot about yourself.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
That's so cool that you can relate.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people can. And then you kind of feel this, you know, I'd go to functions or whatever with the military. I'm like, well, what do you do? And I'd feel like I had to, well, I used to do blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And now I'm a homeschool mom. That was a whole other step. It was stay at home. Then now I'm a homeschool mom. Like, what? Those were not things that I ever saw in my future. But it does go by so quickly. And as the older mom, I will tell you, and I will tell younger moms, I know everybody says it, and it can be annoying, you know, just it goes by so quickly, enjoy it. And you kind of go, sure, this is great. I'm having such a good time as my kids shrieking at the grocery store. But it really is true. You'll look back and it will have just completely flown by. And it's so worthwhile for your family to be there and present. No guilt to anybody that's not making that choice. But if other stay-at-home moms are listening, what you're doing is so valuable.
That's encouraging.
Well, and you do have a business. You are a mom and you have a side business. So how are you handling balancing those two roles now?
So my goal pretty much every day is to manage my focus. And so I'm very particular about what can take me off focus. And I don't mean that as in like, oh, I'm one of those people who like block schedule out every single hour, because I don't. Like, I just want to be really present with my kids when I'm with them and put my phone away, like not be on social media. And then when I'm working, my focus is on work. So I really try to do that during that time, or when my kids' quiet time is, or when they're sleeping. And I'll let them know, like, mommy is working right now. And I have them set a timer, like, hey, Alexa, set a 45-minute timer. And when that timer goes off, we can do whatever it is that you want to do. And mommy will be there fully for you. And so them having that awareness that this is what's happening and I need to give mommy focus so that then when that timer goes off, we can do what I want to do. And that helps me be present for both. And that's why I say managing my focus versus managing my time, because if I can stay really focused on what I'm doing, I will be so much more productive. And then when I'm with my children, it's me looking into their eyes when they talk, not looking at a screen. And that's really important to me. So it's always figuring out a balance. A balance is like, a precarious word. I don't think there's any perfect balance, but it's working is very fulfilling for me. But my most important thing at home is, raising children who just want to serve Jesus. And that's like my ultimate goal. So it's like, that's my number one job. But work is also very fulfilling for me. And I am super passionate about showing up and serving other like-minded women who want to feel more confident, feel more empowered and feel healthy, and like let all of those feelings carry over and just leak into other parts of their lives, into their relationships, into their attitudes about themselves as well. So I'm really passionate about both.
Yeah. That's good though, because I love that idea of keeping your focus. And yeah, we all need to hear that. Say, even though I have grown children, it's just so easy to get wrapped up in whatever newest email or social media or whatever. As we're recording this, the debates,
it's like pre-election, it's like, easy, right?
I didn't even get on social media this morning. I was like, I need to read my Bible and like have my coffee and just settle in for my day. And I will get completely distracted if I go down that rabbit trail. So not doing it. So I have no idea how it went. So by the time this airs, we'll be way past all of that. But thank God. Those are wise words. Well, we'll share some special offers from Ashley and Glow Body PT in a minute. But first, we are going to do, before we close out, this quick five fun facts that people might not know about you. And I'm going to ask you five questions and you'll just answer them really quick. And we can learn another side of you. So I don't know if you've had time to think about them.
Let's go for it.
So the first one is, if you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
It'd be a meal. It'd be no recipe enchiladas. They're one of the meals in my 10-minute plan. I'm like a huge fan of Mexican food. And I think if it had to just be like one food, it'd be peanut butter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I asked somebody that question about if you could, I think we were talking about it as a family, if you could bring two foods on a deserted island, what would it be? And I'm like, pizza and popcorn. And somebody else said they brought side dishes because they figured they could catch fish. So people come at these all different ways. Really smart. Okay. So number two is, what's your guilty pleasure?
Oh, brownies.
Oh, yummy. I love that it's food related.
Oh, yeah.
And number three is, this could be interesting, is what is your least favorite sound?
My dog, I have two dogs. One is a Vizsla and they are very whiny. And my least favorite sound is him whining to go in and out the door like 100 times a day. Because as soon as I let him out, he wants to come back in and I'm a sucker for him. So like I do it, I get me or the kids open the door a million times a day. So
So yeah, it's probably my least favorite sound.
That's funny. Well, what is your funniest or secret talent? I think you're very talented, but is there something we don't know about you?
Something that's kind of fun is Gavin taught me to, he skateboards and I longboard, which is like a skateboard, except it's really long. So it's kind of like old lady version of a skateboard, right? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, he taught me to do that. So we do that around the neighborhood and it's really fun. It like makes me feel younger than I am and it gives me a little bit of a thrill. That. We don't go fast. We don't do jumps.
And all the neighborhood kids are like, Mom, she's so cool. That's really cute. I want to see a photo of that. I think that needs to be documented if it hasn't been yet.
It's like a COVID hobby, what we picked up, you know, when we were quarantined.
Well, it's better than mine, which has been baking way too much. Yours is at least active. Okay, so final question is, if you could talk to anyone past or present, who would it be?
I would choose Ruth over from Grace Lace, Ruth Simmons. That's who I choose. I just think she is so well articulated. She has six boys, you know, in the home. So just lives a unique lifestyle. I love her heart. And yeah, I just love to have like a hangout with her over some tea.
Oh, you'll have to send me her link because I don't know if I know who that is.
Yeah, from Grace Lace.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's fun. Well, before we close, do you want to talk about some of the offers you have right now for military spouses or anybody listening?
Yeah. So I made a promo code just for your audience and it's all capital letters and it's MILSPOUSE10. So all one word, MILSPOUSE10. Mm-hmm. And this will take $10 off my 12-week post-pregnancy plan and $10 off my 10-minute plan, which is the one you and I talked about earlier. That's probably my favorite plan out of the ones that I have. And then it will take 10% off my most advanced plan. And that's what ladies should step up to after they've done the other two plans. And that's Lean, Fast, Strong Cable plan. And that's a 6-week plan. So yeah, I just want to give you a little promo. Again, it's MILSPOUSE10. And make sure you press apply at checkout because once in a while, it'll happen where someone will type in a promo code and then they forget to press apply. So make sure you see the discount applied before you pay because you will see it. And everything is at GlowBody PT. The PT used to stand for personal training, but now it's it's just spread. You know, it's all online. So I can train women from everywhere. So GlowBodyPT.com. And then everywhere on social media is the same name, one word, Glow Body PT.
Yes. And we will put instructions on how to find her, the promo code. So you can just click on that and copy and paste it. So get you right in. That's incredible. Thanks for offering that.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, John.
Oh, yeah. Well, was there anything you wanted to add that I didn't ask you that you wish I would have asked or something else you wanted to share before we close?
Just one more thing that has helped my kids during quarantine, like being a male spouse with someone who's deployed, is making up our own schedule. So if you have kids who are not in school right now, making up your own like weekly routine has been like a game changer because we missed having sports and having just our community activities. So just making Wednesday night our Bible study night, which is not fancy. Like we read two Bible stories and we have popcorn. And so that's what we do. There's no structure, rhyme or reason. It's just like getting into the word and we have some popcorn after. Friday nights we do movie night and pizza, but whatever it is for your family, having something on the calendar that your kids can see was really helpful for us. And then having them add in like their special time with mom. We do that once a month for each kid. So I let them stay up 45 minutes late or an hour, or we get a sitter and we can go out and do whatever we want for an hour with mom. So they get that like one-on-one time because otherwise it just won't happen. Like if I don't schedule it in, my kids just will all be together all the time. And so it's something that's kind of important for me to do.
I think that's really smart. And you're right. It doesn't have to be something huge. It's so funny how little kids, it's so sweet how they will just look forward to something small like that because it's, you know, special. Yeah. Just getting ice cream or doing something like you said, that's really wise. You're wise beyond your years. You've got this. You're doing great.
Well, I have a ton to learn from you.
Oh, gosh. Well, and we will keep your husband in our thoughts and prayers and all of you. And again, thank you. Thank you for coming on and sharing. I just love hearing about what you're doing.
Sincerely, thank you.
Well, and listeners, make sure and go check out Ashley and learn more. from glowbodypt.com and then all over social media. And we will absolutely link to her promo code and the plans that she's offering. And so make sure and take a look at that. So thanks for listening, everybody. And I hope you're having a great week wherever in the world this finds you. Thanks for listening to the Mill Spouse Matters podcast. Connect with me at millspousematters.com or on social media as @millspousematters. You can find my book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, on Amazon and other booksellers. Love the show? Please leave a 5-star review in whatever podcast player you're listening, and then share it with someone else who could use it too. Until next time, have a great week.